So, you know, if you go on the web and download Joe Pug's free music, which you're going to do, let's face it, it's free, and then you get on his mailing list forever. Because I'm getting all this mail from him, from Joe Pug. Hey, this is a salutation. I'll keep this short and sweet. We're currently speeding across the great state of Wisconsin in a 2001 Chevy Express toward our next show. We're about halfway through our U.S. tour and have lots more news to share, including our date at the Newport Folk Festival, a bunch of European dates later this spring, premiere of the first video for the... So it's like, he doesn't know me. He doesn't know me like that. Tell me all this. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us, Joe Pug, right now on our stage, in the middle of his European and all his spamming. How are you, man?
Hey, how are you?
How are you? Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
You're a mastermind, not only as a singer-songwriter, but as a promoter, right?
I just want to let you know that that was a personal email that I typed out.
There were no personal references. How was Sandy? How are the girls?
I Facebooked those to you, all the personal references. So.
Did you call me Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love it. This is very good, Joe. How are you? You work more than anyone. You know, the person I knew, I knew Jonathan Richmond some years ago. And he worked like every night. He had his father's Buick, I want to say Oldsmobile, but it wasn't his father. It was his father's Buick. And he threw all his guitar, you know, his Fenders or whatever was in there, Stratocaster, and a bat and a ball, because he used to hit pop flies to himself and run across the field and catch them. He was really kind of crazy.
Pretty fast.
But he worked like every night. And you almost are working every night somewhere in America.
Yes, we work because we love it and out of necessity, even though the record industry is booming right now. we make most of our money on the road, playing theaters in some towns, playing bars in other towns. In Madison, we play a bar. In Chicago, we go to play a theater. And it's a great way to make a living, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Are you making a living?
I'm making a living.
Are you comfortable, Joe?
I'm always comfortable, yeah. I feel great. I've always felt great.
How do you get in this? We have a minivan, is that what you said?
No, it's a 2000. This is very important. A 2001 15-passenger Chevy Express. Our next Jiffy Lube oil change sticker says we're going to be changing the oil at 298,000 miles.
Yeah, pretty good. And who is this we you keep referring to?
I travel around with a four-piece band.
You do? Mm-hmm. You do, yeah. That's cool. And it's an amazing story, though, really, because you were at UNC, whatever, you were, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Chapel Hill, and you quit school and decided to become a carpenter.
Yeah.
In Chicago, mm-hmm. And along the way, on the trip there, somehow you became a folk singer.
I did. You know, it's funny you mentioned I dropped out of school. At one point last year, I was traveling with the band, and everyone, one at a time in the van, we realized that everyone had dropped out of college. And it was kind of like
unusual for musicians.
Yeah, exactly. There was silence for a moment, and then the bass player was like, yeah, and we're pretty much exactly where our parents told us we would be.
It's been going great, though. Going great guns. The new LP is, you know what it is. It's Windfall.
Windfall.
Mm-hmm. That's out. And that's out right now. And you got something for us right here.
Yeah, this is a song called Burn and Shine from Windfall.
Never had enough to be the favorite son, and so I never had enough to disappoint no one. Everything I ever done, it never came to much. Maybe then I could have said that I was just washed. I'm a brother who's a soldier, he was straight and true. Mama said he was a member of the chosen few. But I guess he never felt he ever got his due. He wrote a note and put a rope around his neck last June. Let them burn and shine, let them burn and shine. Let that last long dance just be yours and mine. Let them spin their wheels, turn their pages, break their knives on the rock of ages, baby, we'll be fine. Let them burn, burn and sunshine, where no one ever whistled when you walked by, because you never caught the corner of the public eye. When you left town, you got one goodbye from the sign at the Frederick County line. Oh, your sister was a looker, she was tall and wild. She had a star-crossed lover on a moonlit mile. Then she met a politician and she had his child. It takes the bottom of a bottle just to make her smile. Let them burn and shine, let them burn and shine. Let that last long dance just be yours and mine. Let them spin their wheel, turn their pages, break their knives on the rock of ages. Baby, we'll be fine. Let them burn, burn and shine.
Thanks. Very nice. Now, I'm looking at the schedule here, and you have a day off after Columbus at the Rumba Cafe before going to Fayetteville, Arkansas. So that's just travel time. Huh? That's a bit of it.
Well, we got a little bit of travel time that day. The drummer that we're playing with lives in Ohio, so I think we're going to take him by to see his folks that day, just to give you specifics that you absolutely did not need.
No, I love this. Anyway. Is the stuff I love. I live for this. I honestly do. Then I'm just seeing that after you're in Amsterdam somewhere, is that the real Amsterdam?
That's the real.
Oh, yeah.
The real,
you have a day off.
Fake Amsterdam, yeah.
You're in Amsterdam on June 10th, mm-hmm. and on June 12th, you're in Richmond, Virginia. So what's with that day off? You're doing absolutely nothing on June 11th.
The steam freighter that we're taking across the Atlantic.
You're on a tramp steamer?
Okay. Yeah.
That'll be a song. That's a great thing for a song. Yeah, where does the inspiration come from? Just
for that song? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when I first put up my first album 7 or 8 years ago, inspiration just could kind of come from wherever, and it could be very spontaneous. But then once you start doing this for a living, and I mean this in the best way possible, but it gets like a lot less magical in some ways, which is really important, I think, for creating decent art. Yeah. And so it's much more when I'm off the road. Wake up and make a pot of coffee and write bad songs until you write a good one, basically. Yeah.
Is inspiration really that you just don't want to go back to carpentry?
Hey, man. You know, carpentry isn't so bad. The problem I had with carpentry is the same problem I had with this show, which is I had to wake up at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. What's the point of that? They're probably still in their houses at 7:30. What are you going to do there?
Yeah, I know.
That's ridiculous. Another question. What do you got for us this time?
This is a song also from the album. This is called If Still It Can't Be Found. There's a road I have known I could always find. If I walked ahead, I could look behind. If I fell behind, I could always know. If it's not around this corner, it's around the next. If it's not beyond this river, it's beyond the rest. And if still it can't be found, it's probably for the is a hand I have known I could always hold. Through the night so long, through the day so fair. If I lost my grip, I would not despair. If it's not around this corner, it's around the next. If it's not beyond this river, it's beyond the rest. And if still it can't be found,
probably for the best. So I keep walking on and often. You can hear the echoes of my steps. If it's not around this corner, it's around the next. If it's not beyond this river, it's beyond the rest. And if still it can't be found, it's probably for the best. If still it can't be found, it's probably for the best. There's a road I have known I could always find.
Thank you.
Joe Pugh.